The top post on HN today by score is the Quen 3.827B analysis from Simon Willison, and the title says most of it. Excellent, but it defaults to overthinking things. Willison is one of the most reliable evaluators of language model behavior. He documents his testing methodology carefully, and he's not prone to hype. His conclusion on this model is that the 27 billion parameter version of Quen 3.8 is genuinely impressive in capability terms, but there's a behavioral pathology where it applies chain of thought reasoning to tasks that don't need it.
Walk us through what that actually means in practice, because I think overthinking sounds like an anthropomorphism that might obscure the technical reality.
Fair point. The technical description is that the model is applying extended reasoning traces, essentially multi-step internal monologue before producing output, to simple queries where a direct answer is appropriate. If you ask, "What's the capital of France?" a model that overthinks it might spend 50 tokens internally deliberating whether the question is about historical capitals, political capitals, or cultural capitals before outputting Paris. That deliberation is wasted compute. And in a deployed context, it means slower response times and higher API costs for no quality gain.
And presumably, the inverse problem exists too. A model optimized to respond quickly to simple questions might shortcut reasoning on complex ones.
Exactly. The ideal is context-sensitive reasoning depth. And that's genuinely hard to train for because you need the model to accurately assess the difficulty of a question before deciding how much effort to put into answering it. Willison's piece notes that the behavior can be partially corrected through prompting. You can instruct the model to be direct, but you shouldn't have to do that as a workaround for a default behavior. The 258 comments include a lot of discussion about whether this is a training data artifact or a deliberate design choice that made sense in benchmark conditions, but backfires in production.
The benchmark problem is real across AI development. If you optimize for performance on reasoning benchmarks, you train models that reason extensively even when it's unnecessary.
The Cambridge paper on the Red Queen hypothesis for self-improving AI is a useful companion to this conversation. The Red Queen effect, for listeners who know it from evolutionary biology, is the observation that organisms must continuously evolve just to maintain fitness relative to competing organisms in a co-evolving environment. The Cambridge team is proposing this as a framework for AI self-improvement. Rather than training a model against a fixed benchmark or fixed set of examples, you create adversarial pairs where one system is constantly generating harder challenges for the other to solve.
Which sounds superficially like existing adversarial training approaches. What's different about their framing?
The key distinction is the coevolution dynamic. In standard adversarial training, the challenge generator is often static or updated on a fixed schedule. The Red Queen model has both systems improving simultaneously in response to each other, creating an escalating arms race that theoretically pushes capability ceilings higher than either fixed target training or periodic adversarial updates. The Cambridge paper is cautious about making strong claims. They're proposing the hypothesis more than validating it, but the HN community finds it credible as a research direction.
There's also MathCode, the mathematical coding agent out of math.org, which scored 101 points. The pitch is an agent that can write and execute code to solve mathematical problems, using computation as a kind of working memory for complex derivations.
MathCode is interesting because it sidesteps one of the core failure modes of language models on math, the tendency to make arithmetic errors in long chains of symbolic manipulation. If the model is writing code that actually executes, the computation is handled by the interpreter rather than the model's internal representation, which is much more reliable. The HN comments are exploring whether this generalizes beyond math into other domains where verifiable correctness matters.
Linear algebra done right is also trending. Axler's book is available free online and is having a moment because someone linked it in the context of understanding the linear algebra underlying transformer architecture. The HN thread on it has 42 comments and functions as an informal reading group. That kind of organic community education moment is one of the things that makes Hacker News genuinely valuable.